Daniel Jorge Perasso lost his job as a writer in Buenos Aires 4 years ago. He says the economy was collapsing even then. Speaking through an interpreter, he told us today that he's been getting by with the help of family and friends. And he said the worsening economic crisis is making daily life harder.
We walked the streets yesterday and we wanted to check the new prices. We went to a supermarket and noticed that everything is now 30-40% more than it used to be 2 days ago. So yes, it's going to be harder to buy food or to buy just about anything else.
Can people take their money out of the bank?
No. Hay un límite.
No, there are limits on withdrawals, and the limits are $250 or pesos, and that depends on the arrangement that you made when you opened your bank account, whether it was made in dollars or in pesos.
But if you had actually deposited 2,000 pesos in the bank, you would only be able to take out 250?
Exactamente, 250 pesos.
That's right. You would only be able to take out 250 pesos or dollars a week.
If we were visiting Argentines in their homes this week and seeing how they live, what would be different because of the crisis? What's different in people's lifestyles now?
Fundamentalmente el alimento.
Something fundamentally different today is that if you were invited to a family dinner, the huge difference would be the food, what's served. You know that Argentines are very well known for being meat eaters. Well, there would be significantly less meat served at the table today than there was last week. Instead of meat, we would have rice, beans, less expensive cuts of meat than before.
Now, you're describing how the crisis has affected middle-class people like yourself. I assume it's much worse for the poor.
Lamentable. Si lo tengo que describir,
the poor in Argentina today are the ones that are most hit by the crisis. They really present a sad picture of what's going on. Not only do they not have money to buy food, but it becomes an issue of housing. A lot of them are losing their homes, and so there are many shelters and soup kitchens around Buenos Aires to provide for them.
Well, how do middle-class families pay the rent or meet their housing costs if they can't draw upon what's in the bank any more than 250 pesos?
That's one of the things that it's being negotiated right now between homeowners and people who are renting, because one of the things that they're trying to do is to let renters pay incrementally.
And there must be negotiations between landlords and tenants all over Buenos Aires. I mean, there must be people throughout the city now who can't afford to pay the rent.
Efectivamente, yo creo que todos tenemos.
That's right, and I think that's the what we must do as Argentinians. We need to help each other, so there is not one loser in this.
Well, Mr. Perasso, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Bueno, muchísimas gracias y el gusto ha sido mío, ¿no?
Thank you very much. The pleasure is mine.
Daniel Jorge Perasso is an unemployed writer. He spoke to us from Buenos Aires. Our interpreter was Marisa Peñalosa.